For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. Owensboro is stepping up its mission to become the nation's bluegrass music capital. Construction of a new downtown performance center and museum is set to start this spring to go along with the city's thriving local music scene. And a program in local schools is looking to create new fans for bluegrass long into the future. At Sutton Elementary School in Owensboro, more than 400 students are sitting cross-legged on the cafeteria floor. They're definitely into the music. They're clapping along to a bluegrass band called the Rigs. The band is performing as a part of a program by the International Bluegrass Music Museum in Owensboro. It's called Bluegrass in the Schools, and it's been bringing the music to students since 2003 to encourage a new generation of bluegrass fans and musicians. Tom Stites is the Fine Arts Coordinator for Owensboro Public Schools. He says performances like this make the most of a unique Kentucky heritage.
And it's a chance for our children to connect with their culture because the bluegrass roots run so very deep here. And it's not part of what our children experience every single day in their lives. So I think it's important that they continue to be connected with their background and where bluegrass came from.
Stites says that connection gets stronger when people meet the musicians in person.
The Bluegrass Museum does an awful lot of things in our community that are outreach-oriented, and this just helps give them that authentic feel within our schools. It's wonderful to bring outstanding musicians like this, let the kids see them up close and personal.
The members of the band connect with the students by making the kids the rhythm sections.
All right, you guys, what sound does the bass make? Mandolin's over here in the middle.
This is just the kind of musical communication that Chris Jocelyn loves to see and hear. Jocelyn is executive director of the Bluegrass Museum, and he's hosting today's session.
How are you guys doing?
Jocelyn is also a musician who's performed on the bluegrass circuit. He says this is exactly where the seeds of bluegrass are planted and nourished.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to not only share bluegrass music with these kids, but try to inspire them to get involved, you know, to participate. And that's where bluegrass is best enjoyed as a participant.
Jocelyn says bluegrass in the schools complements the region's growing visibility as an international showcase for Kentucky's signature genre of music.
Yeah, and rightly so. I think it's fitting. Obviously, with Bill Monroe's home place just being right down the street, and there's, you know, music is alive and well here. So I think this is a great place. And bluegrass, you know, bluegrass needs a capital city. And since we're the only museum on the planet dedicated solely to collecting and preserving and celebrating the artifacts of bluegrass music, as well as the current artists and the future of it, I think it makes a lot of sense.
Many of these elementary school kids say they already play instruments. Some may one day perform at the new venue in Owensboro that'll house the International Bluegrass Music Museum and Hall of Fame and a state-of-the-art performance center. Groundbreaking for that project is in May, with target completion in late 2017. The museum will continue to attract thousands of visitors from all over the world. Last year, visitors came from 22 different countries. And it's right here at Sutton Elementary and other schools in Davis County where the organizers of Bluegrass in the Schools hope the music will entice new fans and grow bluegrass's roots deeper in Kentucky. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran.